Good morning. This is where we part company with our colleagues at the BBC World Service to begin a new day on BBC Radio 4. This is Chris Aldridge with my colleague Graham White at the controls. Later this hour, we meet the swimming twins who've just competed in the Paralympics to share their memories of Paris 2024. Starting tomorrow, we've tales to surprise and shock.
They were all dead, finally. Everyone who had to be.
The BBC National Short Story Award 2024.
Oh, my, oh, my. The fragrances.
Hear all five of the shortlisted stories across this week.
Slowly, she savoured each mouthful.
He took off his shoes and socks and let the brown water swallow his toes.
The BBC National Short Story Award in partnership with Cambridge University.
Ooh la la.
This Monday to Friday afternoon at 3:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Okay, so I think now we are finished.
Now on Radio 4 we welcome Sarah Keith-Lucas.
Thank you, Chris, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday the 15th of September 2024. There are warnings of gales in Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Portland 1031, expected Fitzroy 1028 by midnight tonight. Low, Southeast Iceland 989, expected Norwegian Sea 1000 by same time. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north at Zira. Veering westerly 3 or 4 later, showers. Good. South at Zira, 40s, Cromarty 4th. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 3 to 5. Showers, squally in Cromarty, good, occasionally poor in Cromarty. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. West or southwest, veering north or northwest later, 3 to 5. Fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good. Biscay. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair. Good. South Fitzroy. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair. Good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Southwesterly 4 to 6 at first in Seoul, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5 later. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Rockall, west or southwest, backing south later, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Malin, Hebrides. West or southwest, 4 to 6, backing south, 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. West or southwest, backing south later, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Fair Isle. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Faroes. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. West Southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. East Southeast Iceland. Westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. West-southwest 4. 1 mile, 1018, now falling. Stornoway. Southwest by west 4. 11 miles. 1015, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest 8, rain 1.5 miles, 1011, now rising. Lucas, southwest 3, 24 miles, 1019 rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1024 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west northwest 4, more than 27 miles, 1028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1029. Jersey, east-southeast 2, 35 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 3, 1027, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest by north 2, slight drizzle 1700 metres, 1022, falling more slowly. Ronaldsway, south-southwest 5, recent drizzle 4 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest 4, 15 miles, 1020, steady. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. Low pressure centred to the north of the United Kingdom brings a strong showery southwesterly flow across northern waters, although winds easing here as the low continues to move northwards through today. Meanwhile, high pressure remains near southern waters, bringing light winds and fair conditions, whilst a cold front across central areas brings outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly 2 to 4. Showers for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, veering west or northwest later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Occasional rain at first in south. Good, occasionally moderate at first in south. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, veering north or northwest later. Occasional rain until later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northerly later, 3 to 5. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in east, veering northerly later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4, veering north or northwest 2 or 3 later. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, then occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. Southwest 4 or 5, veering west or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain, becoming fair, good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable later. Showers at first, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time 2 to 4, showers at first, good. Mull of Kintyre to Arnamurkham Point. Southwesterly, veering westerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers until later, perhaps thundery for a time in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Ardnamurkham Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Shetland Isles. southwesterly 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, decreasing 4 or 5, veering westerly or northwesterly later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Many thanks, Sarah Keith Lucas. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 15th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Chris Aldridge. European football's governing body says plans to regulate the sport may break rules on government interference and warned this could lead to England being banned from the European Championship. Emergency services in Central and Eastern Europe are bracing themselves for more bad weather as deadly floods sweep across the region. And in sport, Nottingham Forest celebrate after beating Liverpool at Anfield for the first time in 55 years. European football's governing body says it's concerned that plans for an independent football regulator in England could lead to government interference in the sport. UEFA has warned in a letter that if that happens, England could be barred from the next Euros, which it's co-hosting. Adam Gocher has more details.
The letter states that the governing body has concerns that an independent regulator would disrupt the fairness of the sport and warns that the ultimate sanction would be England's expulsion from UEFA. The previous Conservative government announced plans for a regulator when a fan-led review concluded one was necessary for the long-term financial stability of the men's game, after plans to set up a breakaway European Super League threatened the status quo. Labour committed itself to the regulator in its manifesto, and privately, officials are said to believe there's no risk of England being banned by UEFA.
More severe weather is forecast for parts of Central and Eastern Europe after floods killed at least 4 people in Romania and damaged thousands of homes. 4 people are missing in the Czech Republic. In Poland, the Prime Minister, Donald Tusk, has warned of testing times ahead.
The low pressure that brought these heavy rains to Poland and the Czech Republic is not entirely predictable. These forecasts have changed within 48 hours, but generally they are not optimistic.
Bedfordshire police have charged an 18-year-old with the murders of a woman and 2 teenagers at a flat in Luton on Friday. Nicholas Prosper is also accused of firearms offences. The victims are thought to be Juliana, Kyle and Giselle Prosper. The Conservatives have called for an investigation after claims emerged that Sir Keir Starmer failed to declare gifts of clothing for his wife from a Labour donor within the 28-day deadline. A Downing Street spokeswoman said the Prime Minister and his team had taken advice from the authorities when he took office and had believed he was compliant, but that he'd subsequently declared further items. The mayor of Springfield in the US state of Ohio has urged Donald Trump to stop his repeated attacks on the town as part of his campaign for the White House.